Have a seat. So we've been thinking new in 2022, and we are thinking about God doing this new thing. And I started off a couple of weeks ago with looking at being in Christ, what it actually means to think new life in Christ. And then last week we had a look at the parable of the hidden treasure. And we ask ourselves this question: have you ever found something worth losing everything for? And this morning, we're going to think new in 2022, the enlightening of our hearts. Paul is in Ephesus. Ephesus was a huge place, big place, population of about 250,000, capital of that region, famous for its temple of Artemis, one of the seven wonders of the world, but also for this hillside theatre that could house 24,000. That's about the size of the Emirates. And Ephesus was a mishmash of all sorts of different cultures, all sorts of different religions. There was a bit of Egyptian gods, there was a bit of magic, there was a bit of astrology. And along comes Paul with his mates, and he's on the third missionary journey, and he tells them about Jesus, and he plants a church. And 7 years later, after he's planted that church, he sends them a letter to see how they're getting on, to see how things are going in Christ. And it was written for the Christians in Ephesus, but it's just as much written for the Christians at EBC, for us. We can take this letter quite personally. And in chapter 1, he launches straight into this 202-word sentence with no pauses. He's on a big roll. He wants them to know what they are in Christ. No pauses, no punctuation, woof. I'm off. And then he draws breath in verse 15, and he says, after his 202-word sentence, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." You see, Paul is in a happy mood. He's excited. And he starts with such a positive affirmation. He's heard about their faith and he's heard about their love. And so he prays. He prays for them. And it's not, "Dear God, thank you very much for the Ephesians, that they're not fighting. Dear God, thank you for this." Or, "Dear God, please would you do this." It's not a shopping list prayer at all for happiness or wealth or anything. It's a different sort of prayer. It's a new in 2022 sort of prayer. And it's a prayer to know God better. He starts by saying, "I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you will know him better." Know him better. Not about knowing the facts, but about knowing Jesus better. You see, there's knowing, isn't there? There's knowing. I was born in Michigan in 1863. I was an American industrialist, and I sponsored the development of the system of mass production and assembly line. As owner of my own company, named after myself, I became one of the most famous and richest people of the world at that time. Who am I? Pardon, say it louder. Indeed, Henry Ford. You know the facts, but do you know him? Or did you know him, more like? No. I was born in Tottenham On May the 5th, 1988, my dad left us when I was 2. When I was 9, we moved to Brighton, and later we moved to Brixton. I graduated from the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology in 2006. I am a mezzo-soprano. Who am I? Pardon? Adele. You know the facts, but do you know her? And what Paul is trying to get across is that we can know the facts, but we cannot know Jesus. You see, when you personally meet someone who you've known the facts about, everything changes. I read all about Andy in his CV and his ministerial profile. No, I've read it and read it and read it. The factual knowledge has now moved to actually knowing him. I met him in person on Thursday. And all those Zooms, and I actually could see that he had legs. It was a wonderful moment. But I could know the facts, but I didn't know him. And I say this regularly, and I'll say it again and again. You can know all the facts about Jesus, even be able to quote Bible verses, but do you have that relationship with him? The facts from here have got to be transferred to the heart, to the experience. That's just got to happen. So I ask you, do you know Jesus, or do you know about Jesus? Because Paul says that he wants us to know him better. It's a work of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So just like any relationship, we have to work on it to know that person better. Think new in 2022. A new and better knowing God. I want to know God better this year. Do you? Do you still want to know him just like you did yesterday? No. Better, better, better. A growing relationship. But then Paul goes on to pray for a bit of enlightening. He says this: I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. A prayer to enlighten the eyes of our heart. Enlighten, interesting word. Enlighten. It means to cause someone to understand something by explaining it or by bringing new information to that person's attention. I had an experience, an enlightened moment on Thursday afternoon. On my phone, you know, it's always got to do with phones, hasn't it? And I looked at my phone and I had this number, and I had to, it was in a text message or a WhatsApp message, and I had to contact this person. And I didn't know how to do it. So I turned to a 14-year-old that had just flown 10 hours across the Atlantic. And I said, and he said, "Well, you just hold it down." As if I was like, "Ugh, hold it, you just hold it down." And I went, "Oh, I've had that moment, that enlightened moment." Thank you, Jem. I might remember it the next time. But you hold, so if anybody wants, you just hold it down. You see, us oldies have so much to learn from you youngsters. You can give us enlightened moments. Don't ever think that we don't want to learn stuff from you, because we do. Yeah? And we want to teach you something. We want to teach you that once upon a time, we listened to music on a cassette, and this was what stressed us out, because you had to get a pen. But you see what I'm saying? We have those enlightened moments. Now think about it in terms of those enlightened moments with Jesus. Paul is praying that our hearts would be enlightened. Not our minds, not our legs, not our arms, but our heart. That we would have, where is our heart? We would have a light bulb. Don't tell my father, I don't know where it is. Somewhere here, I think. A light bulb moment there. That there would be that moment where God just reveals himself in such a new and enlightened way. I want that this year. Don't you? I want that passion. I want that passion for Jesus to come back. We see it so often. And please note, I didn't pick the best team on the fixture because I knew I'd get told off if I mentioned that C word, and I haven't, but this is another team. But you see it out there. You see it in the football stands. You see it in the concerts. You see it. You see everybody going wild. Why, folks, are we so looking so bored in church when we're worshiping? Where's our passion gone? It's because we're British and we don't do that. No, let's get that passion back this year. Think new in 2022. Let's enlighten our hearts. So he prays. I pray that your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know. Paul wants us to crank up our enlightenment of our hearts so that we would know again three things. That we would know the hope to which he has called you. Think about this idea of God calling us, being called by God. We wrongly think that a calling is just for missionaries, ministers, and vicars. That is absolutely not right. Every single person is called by God. We're all called. The call of God came right at the beginning when you first said yes to Jesus. You heard that call. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on and on. That's just the beginning. God continues to call us into different areas of ministry life, into different job roles, into different things that we're doing. And there's hope to which we are called. There is hope and there is hope. Here is a really hopeless situation. Here is another. Just imagine what you felt like if you needed to go to the bathroom and it was that far away. That's hope. But there's a hope that Paul talks about. There is a hope that is grounded in the Christian faith. It's not a fingers crossed, I hope it happens at 4:30 this afternoon. It's a hope that is centered in Jesus. It's grounded in those promises of God. This hope that we're talking about is for sure and for certain. And Paul says, I want your hearts to be enlightened to know that hope, which is certain. New in 2022, enlightened our knowing of hope. And then he prays a prayer to enlighten the eyes of our heart to know the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. You see, this inheritance has got nothing to do with tax, but it has everything to do with the passing on of tithes and debts and rights. The word inheritance can be read two ways: God's inheritance or our inheritance. We are God's inheritance. He passes everything on to us, to those people here today, the glorious inheritance in his people, in the saints. By the way, you're the saints. He says, it's yours. But also, our glorious inheritance points to the future. Points us to beyond life. What that life, and what it's going to look like, beyond imagination. The thing that Paul prays is that we would be enlightened to know it. To know that there is an inheritance now, and there is an inheritance in the future. And he prays, so enlightened, knowing our inheritance. And then his final part of the prayer, a prayer to enlighten the eyes of our heart to know his, I have real struggle saying this word, incomparably great power for us who believe. That word for power is dunamis, and that means dynamite. Look at the person next to you and look into their heart and realize that they are sitting with dynamite. Yeah, you see, you're sitting next to a bit of dynamite. Do you see, this is not just any old power. This is incomparably great power. Dynamite can do amazing things. And it's the same dynamite that's given to us that God raised Jesus from the dead. That's the dynamite power that we're talking about this morning. Let's be honest here now. Do we honestly believe that we are sitting with dynamite in our lives? Like that. We kind of don't. But if we just realise that for just a nanosecond, just imagine what that dynamite, the Holy Spirit, could do in the life of this church. And once it's done it in this church, it can then do it out in the community, in the world. And you think about that for a second, you think, whoa. Look excited. Don't you? Oh, I do. I think, gosh, that's dynamite. And Paul says, or prays, that we would know that. We wouldn't just see it's written in Scripture, but we would know it and believe it. Nope, that's what we're going to sing in a minute. Here we go. Think new in 2022. Know that power, folks. Know that power for this year. And so Paul prays. He prays this prayer for us. But we can pray it for one another. So we're going to say these words together now. But really thinking, oh, it's just not a verse from Ephesians. But this is a verse that can change my life, change the life of my church, and change the life of my community. Let's say it. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Amen. Let's pray.